Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth, and I am so grateful that you are joining me here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. In today's episode, there's going to be a bit of a mishmash of different topics. Some of it will be on creating your life. Some of it will be around the energy that you are creating your life from. And other parts are going to be around awareness, building awareness, acknowledging awareness, and how do we become more conscientious, more conscious, and more aware. So stay tuned. So one of the things that's kind of been coming up for me in recent is just in working with my team and the energy that we are creating from. And so I'm going to invite you to just perceive energy. We've already established that everything is energy in our world. That is the foundation and the basis of how everything works. And so when you are being a certain energy or a certain vibrational frequency, you're going to start to notice that in that area of your life, maybe it's the energy or the frequency that you are being that is causing things to feel stagnant, stuck, never change. Why can't I get out of this cycle? Whatever that is. So, for example, if you were to look at the area of finances, what is your energy like when you think about your finances? Do you go into fear? Do you go into struggle? Do you go into it's never enough? We live paycheck to paycheck. Why isn't this changing? Is it frustration? Is it overwhelm? What is that vibrational frequency? And so I don't know where this conversation is going to go today, but I'm just trusting that I was guided to literally do this episode off the cuff, as I usually do, and just speak to the energy that's available here. And so in working with some of my team and some clients and hearing about like what they're creating in their businesses and where they're struggling, there's an energy of they're coming from a place of fear. So for example, we all know what it's like when it's time to buy a new vehicle and you go into the car dealership and some greasy car salesman comes and latches onto you. We all know what that feeling is, right? It's kind of an ick feeling. It's like, go away. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not interested in your games and your antics and, you know, how you are going to try to gain my business, etc., right? And maybe not all of you listening have had this experience, so maybe you can't relate. But think of it as any sales, you know, when someone approaches you and the energy that they approach you with. Maybe it's even in relationship. Like maybe you know somebody who, I guess this is sales again, but we had a realtor years ago who was like a schlep rock. Like if anything was going to happen to someone, it was him. You know, like his briefcase would dump out. He would trip on things. Like he was nervous. He was like not confident. Like it was an energy that he was being. Like it was just bizarre, the stuff that would happen to him every time we were with him. It was the energy that he was being because he bought into a belief system that he was a klutz or whatever that energy was, that, you know, that he wasn't a confident guy, that he maybe didn't deserve good things, whatever those things are. So it comes with an energy. And what energy are you being? And so in coaching some of the team and some of my clients with building their businesses, it's like, okay, if you are talking to your potential leads, your potential prospects from a space of fear, they're going to pick up on that. And they're going to think, well, if they're coming from a place of fear, then there must be something not right here. Like then this isn't for me, or maybe this just doesn't have value, or whatever that energy is. Or maybe this is a scam and I'm not interested in this product. It's not going to benefit me. So I'm going to stay as far away from it as possible. And they'll just say no. They won't even listen to what you have to say because you're coming with that energy or that frequency. And so I want to remind you that energy and frequency is something that is palpable by all people. Everybody knows what it's like to walk into a room after someone's had a disagreement and you can literally cut the tension with a knife. Everybody knows what that feels like. Everyone knows what it feels like to meet somebody and it's just like, oh, I wouldn't trust that person further than I could throw them, right? Because there's an energy, there's mannerisms, like there's all of the things and you can pick up on that. So are you willing to acknowledge that, A, you have awareness? So even though your mind might not know why there's red flags, something in your soul is telling you that there's red flags. And are you willing to listen to that? So really from here, I just want to kind of step into just some experiences I've had here just in the last several days, in that there was, you know, in one of my businesses, somebody that I've been kind of dealing with, and this person is, the very first time I met this person, it felt like they were rubbing me the wrong way, and it wasn't anything that anyone else would have noticed. Like, no one else would have maybe picked up on it, but I did. And I just didn't like the energy or the space or the place that this person was coming from. So what was I aware of? Not quite sure what I could put my finger on, but something felt off and things didn't feel right. There were red flags. And so when something like that happens, what I do is I just make note of it. I continue to listen. I continue to have the conversation. But I just pay attention to something in my spidey senses says something is off. Now, they could have been having an off day, but that just didn't feel like the case. So I guess what I do in my awareness is I just kind of go to question. I go to a space of being the question. I'm not all up in my head. It's really a state of being in question. And so, meaning that I just need more information. I'm not going to come to any conclusions, but I'm just opening myself up to that information coming to me because I am seeking the truth. So I hope that this is making sense. It's really hard to put into words what I'm experiencing energetically. And so through the years, I've always had a deep awareness and very good spidey senses. And it's like, now I'm in the space of questioning, how do I teach that to other people? How do I teach them to become more aware, to open up their spidey senses and to be in the question, but also to seek the truth? Because what I've been noticing, and especially over the last 3 years, is that a lot of people are coming from a place of fear rather than wanting the information. And there's a huge difference. And so if you're coming from a space of fear, then you are only going to see things that fit with that fear, or will fulfill those fears, and you won't get to the truth because there are energies out there trying to deceive people, manipulate people, and through that deception will play right into feeding that fear so that another solution can be offered, and then that person is totally deceived. And that is exactly what has happened over the last 3 years. So many people went along with the narrative, and there never was a pandemic. It was all man-made. And if this, you know, isn't fitting for you and isn't making sense to you because you went along with it, that's okay. You know, maybe this will hopefully open up some new doors or avenues for you to consider looking in. Or maybe you're just going to skip on past this podcast. But what I'm here to show you is that in my awareness throughout my whole entire life, 5 decades of being on this planet, my awareness has never been wrong and has never let me down. And I remember, and many of you have probably heard this a dozen times at least, when my husband and I were dating, he just said to me, "How do you know things?" And I didn't even know I knew things. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? Doesn't everybody know things? Because I'm not in someone else's body. I'm just being me. I'm being what I've always been my whole entire life. And he looked at me and he said, no, people don't know these things, not like you do. And so again, what do you do with that information? So I'm always collecting and gathering information. I'm always questioning things. And I think that's why I am being the question, because I expect the truth. Now, I want you to know that truth is a universal law. There is no avoiding it. It's kind of like the law of gravity. No one is immune to the law of gravity. If you jump off a building, you are going to hit the ground, right? So with the universal law of truth, it's not quite that black and white as gravity, but if you don't want to see it, you will be deceived. But if you have an expectation of getting the truth or seeing the truth or the truth being delivered to you, which is something that I've always done, then it will be revealed to you. Now, there are many, many, many people on this planet that want their eyes closed. They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to see it. They just want to live in their bubble and hope for the best. And what I'm here to tell you is, if that's what you are doing and you're not being truthful with yourself, eventually, the truth is going to be revealed and it may shake up your world. And it might even be in the form of, I say, the cosmic 2x4 hitting you upside the head. I always say, like, I don't need the cosmic 2x4 because, and not that it's wrong, but that is when your world can be turned upside down. So I am always looking for the truth in people that I meet, people that I know, in my family members, in how people are behaving, because I want to know the truth. And if someone is being deceptive or dishonest, I'll see right through it, because that's what I'm looking for. Like, I expect the truth to be revealed to me. So if they are lying, it'll be very blatant to me. Whereas some people are like, how do you know? Like, especially over the last 3 years, the lies and the media and the deceptions, and I'm going to even say the spells. And I want to touch on this, because that's kind of what's coming in here. What is a spell? Well, let's, again, here is where people don't want to see the truth, right? Oh, that's black magic. Oh, that's the devil's work. Oh, that's evil. If you're not willing to see all of it, you will be deceived. So people are like, oh, like, that's witchcraft. I don't want anything to do with that. Not that I'm into witchcraft, but I'm going to be aware of all of the things out there and all of the things that, whether it's tools people use or ways to manipulate energy or whatever that might be, I am always going to be aware of those deceptions. So back to spelling. So what is spelling exactly? Like, think about what that is. A spell is words, right? And a spell can be cast. You know, I never wanted to believe any of this before. I'm going to tell you, 25 years ago, I didn't even believe that psychics were real. I thought they were like unicorns, just made up, you know, fortune tellers, like, you know, Halloween, all kind of tied in with all that. No, actually, my eyes were open. The universe, because I was asking questions, showed me the truth. And so spells are made up of words, right? So what are words made up of? Words are made up of letters, right? What is that? It's spelling. Have you ever been in a spelling bee, a spelling contest? Did you have spelling tests in school? That's spelling. So words are formed with letters, and spells are formed with words and sentences. So can someone be put under a spell? Absolutely they can. That's what's happened over the last 3 years. It has been 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It has been, we're all in this together. They come up with their slogans and they sound amazing. Like, even right now, sustainable development goals. That sounds amazing. Of course we want sustainable development on this earth. Like, we want to look after Mother Nature. We want to look after planet Earth. We want it to be healthy, in a good state for generations to come. But what you don't understand is they're using these slogans, these spells to manipulate and deceive, while underneath it's something totally different. It's just like the car salesman, right? They're going to tell you all the amazing things about this car when they know that it's a lemon, but they just need to get it off the lot. So they're going to tell you what you want to hear. That's the deception that's been going on this planet in the last 3 years. Actually longer. It's been going on for decades and decades. And so some things have come out just in recent about Nazis living in Ukraine, this Ukraine war. And again, I might be red-pilling you and saying some things that you might not have any clue about, because I never used to listen to the news. I never used to be involved in politics. I didn't want to know. I felt like they were all the same, which in some ways, yes, it's true. They're like the greasy car salesman politicians. Like, but I'm not going to say all of them. There are some people who have their hearts in the right place and they truly want to make a difference in this world. But the majority of the politicians that we have right now are part of the bigger plan, the plan for a one world government. And that's how they are creating lies and deception. They have used war throughout the decades and centuries to manipulate the people. So as you start to see more clearly and you start to question, more and more starts to get revealed to you. So I'm going to back off this topic again. Hopefully I haven't triggered too many of you. But what I want to go into is, again, my journey and how I've come to being able to recognize truth. So when I first was shown, because I've been questioning things my whole life, right? I have questioned the purpose and meaning of life. I've questioned, is there a higher power? Is there a God? Is there a heaven? All of the things that we keep getting told. I'm not just going to take excuse me, some pastor or priest's word for it. I want to know, like, is Jesus real? Is God real? Like, and so I've been questioning since I was the age of 4. And the journey has truly led me down some amazing, beautiful paths that has shown me that, yes, heaven does exist, that we do live after we die in this physical body. And like, I've been shown all of these beautiful things. And in the work that I do, I connect to the other side. And excuse me, I'm sorry for the frog in my throat here. And so when I first started to get shown all of these things, and it was amazing, like it's really amazing to look back over my journey to see the things that showed up on my path, whether it was, you know, a book that came to me and I read it and I connected with it. It just answered so many of my questions. And there was several of those in the early days. It might be I was nursing my daughter and, you know, watching a talk show. And all of a sudden on the show is someone sharing their story of an experience that they had that I knew from their very core that they were telling the truth, because it gave me goosebumps. And it was just like, you couldn't make that up. Why would you make that up? And so I guess that I've seen so many things throughout my life that I just know when someone's speaking the truth versus when someone is just blowing smoke up my butt to, you know, make a sale. And there's a huge difference in those energies, huge, and yet it's subtle, you know? So it's kind of like smelling something. Like, how do you know something is bad? Because it can look perfectly fine. Like, you could have a rotten sandwich sitting in front of you and it stinks, but it looks great. So what are you going to trust? Your nose or your eyes? Or do you gather information from multiple sources and you go, okay, you know what? And then after you do that, it's a choice. It comes down to a choice, right? So do you eat the sandwich that smells awful? Or do you say, I think I'm going to pass, I'll eat something else? Right? It comes down to a choice. You could choose to eat it and say, well, it looks fine, so I'm going to eat it, and then end up sick with food poisoning for days and days and days. Or you can gather the information, seek the information, question and have the information come to you, and then from there, make your choices. So that has been my whole journey. So when all of this stuff started happening over the last 3 years, how did I know? Because I had people messaging me constantly saying, how do you know? How are you so sure? Well, because I've been doing this my whole life, and I just know how to gather the information. I know how to do research. I know who's speaking truth and who isn't. I gather that information and then I make my choices from there. So that's how it works. And, you know, when I first got started getting shown all of this stuff that, you know, on a talk show, Montel Williams, who I had great respect for, that's why I watched his show. I didn't like the trashy shows. Sometimes I'd watch them just because there was nothing else on, but like Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and I guess even there again, or Jerry Springer, like for any of you that know who that is, like always had, you know, ended up with having a fight on the stage, you know, between, you know, someone who just found out that's not their dad, or paternity tests, or that's not their kid, like just trashy garbage, right? And but Montel he didn't do that. He always had respectful people on his show. And so this particular day, I was probably nursing one of my girls, and I was watching the show, and he had this psychic on, and I thought, what on earth? Like, why does he have her on here? And, you know, based on appearance, I was like, she seems kind of out there, but whatever. Again, I don't judge, because if you're going to judge something really harshly, you're not going to see everything. If you're in judgment, you're going to stop yourself from seeing the truth. You have to be open. And so, you know, I dropped the judgment and just said, okay, there's got to be a reason why he has her on his show. So I'm just going to have a listen, and I'm just going to see and pay attention. And the reactions from people in that audience, I was like, hey, either these are really good paid actors and actresses, or she's hitting the nail on the head for some of these people, like really striking important information for them. And I knew that that's exactly what she was doing. And so I was always testing as well, testing the universe. Like, it's just like, Kate, show me. Kate, give me more information. Kate, show me. So I put it out there because she had a new book out. It was called The Other Side and Back, because I wanted more information. Again, seeking, right? Seeking information. So I asked for the book from my Catholic mother-in-law, who I thought would never get me this book. That was my test to the universe. And I asked for it for Christmas, and lo and behold, she did get it for me for Christmas. And I read that book, and it was, again, like it was written for me. It just answered so many of the questions I've had my whole entire life. It was like she was directly speaking to me. And that's how you know. And so not all of us are here on the planet right now to be truth seekers. I am. It's been my whole journey. And that's why I trust the information. I trust my gut. I trust my intuition, because it's been fine-tuned for decades. Can you learn how to fine-tune your intuition? Absolutely, 100%. I have taught people how to tap into their abilities, how to build their intuition and their knowing, and anybody can do it. Anyone. And why wouldn't you? That's your compass. That's your internal compass. Now, why would it be that some people don't have that ability when we're all born with it, versus someone like me that has it so strong? Because it comes down to choice. So some people, like my father, for example, does not want to have awareness, although he's got it in certain areas. Like, there's no avoiding awareness fully. You're going to have awareness in areas where you want information. No person on this planet is totally ignorant and just goes with whatever anyone tells them. There's going to be certain areas in their lives where they might be an expert, or where they've maybe sought information or sought the truth because they wanted to know. They actually did have a wanting within them to know the truth about that information. But not, like I'm going to say with my father, he mostly lives in fear, mostly. There's going to be times where he's like, nope, that's not right, or that's not true, and he's going to know the difference. But he is not in all knowing in all areas of his life, because – one of the things, like when I started doing this work, it challenged his beliefs and he didn't like it. And I'm not here to push that on anyone. I'm not here to convince anybody of what I do whatsoever. I just, why would I waste my time and energy on that? Trying to convince somebody who doesn't even want to. You're not going to win. You're never going to win because they don't want to. I'm here for the people who are open, the people who do want that information, the people that do want to have more ease and joy in their lives, the people that do want to live a beautiful, joyful life. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm tapping in to all of this. And so, you know, my dad believes there's nothing higher than himself. And I said, so there's nothing higher than yourself. So I said, Dad, so when you die, it's just darkness. He said, yep. And I just thought, what a terrifying way to live. And so no wonder he's lived in fear these last 3 years, because they tried to tell us that there's a pandemic. And I'm going to tell you flat out, and I've known this from day one, it's a cold. That's all it is. Yep. And they did do gain of function research on it. They were deceptive. They worked on it in a lab to try to make it more deadly, more contagious. They tried to create a pandemic, but it's nothing but a cold virus that they were working with. We have always had colds and flus. My mom passed away a year ago, but she lived the last, oh gosh, probably 18 years of her life in a care home. And they would go into lockdown constantly because there would be a flu outbreak and people would die. This is nothing new. In fact, there have been more dangerous flus, more flus that have killed than actually COVID has. But through their, again, sales pitch, greasy car salesmen, and selling this lie to the public so that they could sell you the solution and make billions on a vaccine that now is not safe nor effective, even though they put people under their spell and said, it's safe and effective. What is spelling? Letters that form words that form sentences. So are you willing to be that aware? Excuse me, I am not going to record and I don't edit my podcast. So excuse me for that. I am not going to allow myself to be deceived. I can see through all of these things. And are you willing? Are you willing to see through these things? That's my question. Are you willing? And maybe you knew something wasn't right all along, because if things aren't adding up, that means that something isn't right. And if something isn't right, you got to keep digging. And as you question things, I promise you the information will come. Just keep questioning, keep asking for the truth, and it will be revealed. Someone will say something to you. It's gathering from multiple sources. Like, it's not like you just listen to one person speak and you go, yep, okay, that's it. That's not what I do. Now, for the most part, I will. But I'm always gathering information. So that is today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.